on Tisha B'Av, the minhag is to sit on a chair that is to either sit on the floor or to sit on a chair that is below Gimel Tfachim, about 12 inches from the floor. And although a simple reading of the Ramah might indicate that it's just till the end of Kinos, but that's not precisely accurate. It's really till Chatzos, even if a person would say all the Kinos from beginning to end, and they'd finish at 11:30, 11:45 in the morning, they still would need to sit on the ground or on the low chair until Chatzos, which this year is just around 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock and 40 seconds or so. Now, is there any, is it better to sit on the floor as opposed to a very low, a low bench? Not necessarily. As long as it's within 3 tefachim, that's fine. Oftentimes, there are people who find it difficult to sit on a very low chair, people with a health issue, or it's harder for them to bend, Yoledes, Muberes, somebody who's pregnant or nursing also. So the halacha is that the only type of sitting on a low, the lowly sitting that's usur, let me rephrase that, the high sitting, the regular sitting that's usur, is a sitting in a way of tanug, of relaxation, of pleasure. But if a person is sitting on a regular chair because, not out of pleasure, but that's just all they could do, or all that they could reasonably do, so then sitting on a chair is not out of pleasure, it's out of hechrech, out of necessity. There's a difference between doing something out of desire or pleasure as opposed to necessity. So if a person's sitting on a regular chair is out of necessity because of their arthritic knees, or because it's painful for them to bend and get down and whatever it is, so then they are permitted to sit on a regular chair, even above the 3 tefachim limit. That would still be mutter for such a person. Similarly, the same logic would apply to what the poskim cite in terms of driving in a car or going on a bus. Are you more frum if you stand on the bus, if you have to take the bus on Tisha B'Av? So are you more frum if you're standing up and not sitting on the bench? Well, there, the sitting on the bench is not because, or the chair, it's not because of the derech of pleasure. It's just because that's how you do it. So too in a car. You don't have to try to, crouch down into the little pit in front of you don't have to move your chair back and sit in a little pit like in a race car position when you're, if you happen to be driving on Tisha B'Av. Not advised. So there, same logic that since the sitting is out of necessity, not out of tainug, regular sitting is permitted in all those circumstances. An interesting halacha would be the following. We had two people in shul who recently sat shiva. One of the halachas of shiva is that when the avel is sitting in shiva, and let's say a talmud chacham walks in, so typically when a talmud chacham walks in, there's a mitzvah, perhaps midarais, or an elderly person, for the anyone who's sitting there to rise, to be mechabed the talmud chacham, to be mechabed the elderly gentleman. However, the halacha is that a person who's an avelis, so they're sitting shiva, they're not supposed to stand even for the nasi, even for the gadol hadar. The chief rabbi walks in, the gadol hadar Rav Chaim Kanievsky comes in to visit a shiva, they don't stand up. Afilu nasi, that's the halacha in Hilchos Avelis. So the question is, how would that apply on Tisha B'Av? Would we say equally, let's say somebody's sitting again on the floor, on their low stool, and a Talmud Chacham or an elderly gentleman would have to pass by, would they also stay on the floor like an Avil would during Shiva? Or perhaps are the two areas of halacha, Avelis of somebody sitting Shiva as opposed to the halachas of Tisha B'Av, are they different? So this might depend on why is it an Avil who's sitting Shiva doesn't stand up. So one answer that the Achronim offer, the Levush says, because he's tarud bitzaro. He's so focused on his own pain, his own loss, his own suffering. I'm not sure therefore what. Therefore, he's not able to pull himself out and to, you know, realize what he has to do. He's engrossed in their own in his personal pain and loss. Therefore, they would be potter from standing. Another suggestion is offered by the Achronim, the Shus Yaakov, that it's not that the person who's sitting is focused on the loss and can't, bear to stand up and focus on the covet of the person entering, but a little bit different. It's that the whole point is to give honor to somebody standing up. If somebody would be in the bathroom and, rabbi walks by and they jump up from the, excuse my language, from the throne of glory, So is that going to be a covet to the person walking by? No, that's not, that kind of kima is not a kima shel hidur. That kind of getting up is not a glorifying, you know, it's not a covetic giving, getting up. So too, perhaps when somebody is sitting in their wallowing in the ashes of their avelus, so getting up from that low, painful state of a person sitting shiva, getting up from that is not a kavod to the person coming in, because it's kavod from a person is in a low place. For them to get up from that low place is not really a kavod to the person come to the rabbi or the talmud chacham walking into the shiva house. So what would be the nafkamina, whether it's because of whether it would be the first things that we mentioned, because they're tarred on their tsar, or because of getting up is not a kima shel kibud, the difference would be Tisha B'Av. If we assume that it's a question of tarred b'tzaro, it could be that by avelus yeshana, by the avelus of the Beis Hamikdash that we're unfortunately so accustomed to for 2,000 years nearly, so we're not so tarred in our tsar. Maybe we should be, but we're not so involved and engrossed in our own personal loss. And therefore, there would be room if a rabbi would walk, a talmud chacham walking, we should stand up. On the other hand, if it's for the second reason, that if you're sitting on the floor in avelus, swallowing in our ashes and our pain, so to stand up for that is not covered to the person walking in. The postman seem to assume that the latter of the two suggestions is the correct one. The reason why you don't have to, that an avil doesn't have to stand up, is because it's not a kima shel hidur. And therefore, so to on Tisha B'Av, when a person is sitting in a lowly place, they would not need to stand up. Even if a Talmud Chacham or a Zakein would pass by, they would not be obligated to stand up to be mechabe.